Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
I can hear my dad in my head right now. Be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. And I almost want to say that to Abby here about reality TV shows, man, because it seems miserable to me. And you keep applying and keep applying.
I keep applying because they don't want me. And I feel like it's like that ex-boyfriend that you just want their approval so bad. Like, you want some random casting director from LA to look at you and be like, yes, you on TV now.
You've got such a great opportunity right this second to enjoy the win. The Jezebel cover. You look fantastic. Most eligible in Atlanta. Touché. It's a win. It's a real win. So why even mess with it right
now? Well, I'm like Tom Brady of dating. Like, you think I'm going to be happy with just one ring? Let me catch them all. I want full 10 fingers full of diamonds.
No time to rest.
All right. You're going to be the GOAT.
I'm going to be the GOAT of attempting to get on reality TV. And so if you've been listening, I've already applied for one show, and it's Farmer Wants a Wife. But Farmer doesn't want Abby because I haven't heard from them. And I was kind of surprised. I was like, you know what? I feel like I could be a good fit for this show. They only film for a month. They just pick random girls from small towns in America. And I'm like, this is me. I fit the ideal.
Dude, you read your application online. It was like on point.
You got to know this, that the little experience I have with TV and production, they take forever to do anything. It's like, hey, get your application and get your application and get your application as fast as you can. And then they just hold on to it. If you're on the set, Mo knows this, right? It just takes forever to get anything done.
Yeah, when I did Blind Date, it was literally like 12 hours of shooting for every probably 5 minutes that you would see on TV. Like, you just on the set the entire day, hot, hungry. It was not a good experience.
Hollywood does have this like sense of entitlement. Like, they know so many people want to be part of the process that they pressure you to get in on it, and then they just make you wait. So I wouldn't worry about that one.
Okay, well, we'll see if Farmer wants an Abby, because I'm just waiting for that. So in the meantime, I'm like, you know what? I'm feeling a little hot right now. I just got the cover of Jezebel magazine. You know, career's going well. Everything in life is, you know, pretty smooth sailing right now. I was like, so let me shake things up a little bit. How else can I add some more chaos into my life? And then I was scrolling on the Instagram, and I saw that there was a casting call for another reality TV show that I think I have no chance of getting on, but I'm going to try and get on anyway. And that is, of course, the one, the only, The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor okay. is currently casting right now. Have I submitted an application before? Yes.
I think every woman has at some point.
Have I ever gotten casted even remotely? Have I ever gotten an email or call? No. But here's the thing. My brother a couple of years ago was one of the top 100 people to get cast for The Bachelorette, and I'm determined to beat him out.
Really?
Here's why I think that you fit really well into a show like this, okay?
I'm single?
Well,
desperate? Okay. Get closer.
Yeah, all right, those are three. But the other one is that if you're really going on this show to meet somebody of quality, right, to really date and really get married, not just to go on and enhance your brand or you're a bombshell, right, and you're really just doing this so you can get more followers and more money, I think that you would be a very good pick on these shows.
Well, it's always interesting to watch people be vulnerable and see them open up and actually fall in love. Like, genuinely, I used to love The Bachelor because I believed like that was the highest way you could fall in love. Like, when I saw Ben Higgins and Lauren fall in love and then eventually break up 6 months later, like, it was a magical experience. So I'm going to try and be a part of it. So I opened up the application over the weekend. I started filling out my forms. I started answering a little questions, thinking insightfully, trying to figure out how I can paint a picture of who Abby is so they know what they're getting into should they choose to try and cast me. But there is one question that I feel like I am not equipped to answer, and I feel like I need my fellow creatives to come in and help me answer this final question. And it has everything to do with The Bachelor limo entrances. Now, if you have ever seen The Bachelor, they always do these weird, quirky limo entrances that are sometimes very charming, very cute. It's a very sweet way to first meet this guy that you're going to be dating for the next 6 to 12 weeks. But sometimes they embarrass themselves wholeheartedly. Like, for example, on Chris Soule's season, one of the girls that actually became a pretty big quote unquote star off that show, her name is Carly, and she opened up her meet cute with a little karaoke.
My name is Carly. Nice to meet you. And in a few weeks, I hope to teach you. You learn a little about me, I'll learn a little about you. Then maybe one day, yay, one and one can make two. Until then, let's enjoy the ride. And I'll see you inside.
That's embarrassing.
That was her first impression, huh?
She doesn't have a bad voice.
No, but
really?
You know,
which I heard.
Yeah, right? You listen to a different channel?
Yeah.
She has there's some tone to her voice. She's nervous. She was like, see you inside.
And she's got her little pink karaoke machine. So the question I haven't been able to answer off of this application is, do you have any special talents? Do you have any character defining fun facts?
This application hasn't changed in 20 years.
Wait, did you have to fill this out too?
Yes.
What was your answer?
I knew. Oh, it was splitting my pants. So yes,
your special talent was ripping your jeans.
Yes, because my butt was so big. So I had four pairs of pants that I had split, and just at like various times. One when I was in high school and I jumped over a desk, split. Another when I was trying to drop it low, split. So I had four pairs of pants with massive rips in them, and I had kept all of them. So that's what I put in my video or whatever, and told them in the application, because this is. For a woman in her 20s, this is a rite of passage, filling out the Bachelor application. And I'm very excited. This moment is here for you. It's a canon event.
Not necessarily one you could use coming out of the limo, though, where you just come out of the limo and you try to split your pants.
Well, no, but they're not asking you. They're not asking you what you want to do when you're coming out the limo.
No, that's what they're asking. The question says, do you have any special skills, talents, or fun facts that help define who you are? If you've seen the show, how might you incorporate those, whether it's a talent or something from your hometown or a personal trademark, into your limo entrance?
I can see you just coming out of that limo and squatting down. Trying to rip your pants.
I'm a bachelor. It might work.
She's kicked up. So if you've seen the show before, yep. The Bachelor entrances, what are some special skills and talents I can portray to this man and make a good first impression on him?
All right, let's talk about this first, this strategy, okay?
Okay.
So I think producers love this. Absolutely love it because it makes great TV if a woman comes on and the first thing she does is make a fool out of herself.
For sure.
Personally, I think it's gimmicky. Like, I think if you have a lot to offer, you don't need all that, right? But it's not going to set you apart either.
I totally agree. And also, if they're reading your application and they're like, well, I'm just going to, you know, clink a champagne glass. They're not casting that girl.
Right.
I came to win. I came to play.
Have they ever used a puppy?
Oh,
that's a cheat code.
Yeah.
Like a puppy with a little note around its neck. And like you just
bow tie.
And you just like open the door and you set the puppy down and then you close the door and let him go to the puppy and then you come out.
And then you say, I got this for you. It's actually yours now.
No, no. What you do, then you'd be like, so this puppy is from the Atlanta Humane Society and needs to get home. And now you're using your platform to meet him and also doing some good for him. Like
that's
a
philanthropy.
Come on, Kristen. Philanthropy. I was going to get the word out eventually.
For her first idea, that's great. And you can do the same thing. You can bring a baby out there.
Just like a basket and just set it out.
Okay, I like that because then I can walk around with a puppy all night and it'll help me make friends with the other girls, so they let their guards down and they trust me so I can sabotage them later.
Has nobody ever done like the puppy trick on The Bachelor?
I feel like maybe, but it was probably some girl that was irrelevant or like we don't remember because she did it and then she got kicked off 2 or 3 weeks later.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Okay, there you have it.
I'll start thinking on it, but you know, when you see me on your television screens in 7 months with a puppy, don't be surprised. Okay.
The Bert Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.